And really, the meditation, it's just to stop, take a breath, allow the intellect to take a back seat, because we want to connect with our heart energy. Our heart and brain and pineal all work together to give us intuitive messages. That's where the intuition comes from. And so let's take a breath, close our eyes, dismiss all thoughts of what we need to do when we finish or what we were doing before we started. This is your time. This is your sacred space. This is your gift to yourself to sit and receive. Allow yourself to receive the perfect love that Crayon has.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Crayon of Magnetic Service. If you're new to this particular program, dear ones, you might ask the question, when channeling occurs, does the one in the chair, the one that is channeling, know what is being said? It leads me to tell you that the man in the chair has an agreement with me, the engineer of 30 years ago, made certain that he would hear and be there. He steps aside, you might say, but he's still here. And this was the agreement that I had with him, so that he would be comfortable with what comes through the veil. Now, there are many who channel where it makes no difference whatsoever. In fact, they say that it is a more complete experience, for some can get up and walk around, and my partner cannot. This was the trade-off, that his eyes would remain shut and that he would not move around. He's tried a number of times. It didn't work out well. I say this because he's here. It is not an out-of-body experience to the degree where he goes somewhere else and returns later and knows nothing that happened. Fully aware he is. He can even tell you what was said. But he does not influence the message. The message of Crayon can be summarized in many ways, but it's all about you, dear ones, and it changes. The messages change as you change. If you wish to see the kind of changes, even before these particular channels were recorded in an audio fashion, you can see it by reading the messages. And the first messages would seem cryptic, almost metaphoric, and not what they are today, because the consciousness has changed of those receiving. It really has. The biggest message I ever had to any of you has been that the consciousness on the planet is shifting. My first message to you was that the magnetic grid would shift accordingly, in order to allow a higher consciousness to be in the couch of the magnetics of the planet. That is a metaphor, and what it means is that the magnetic grid of the Earth literally is allied to consciousness. Now, that was a stretch all those years ago to say those things, and there was no proof. Today there is. That has been part of what my partner does, is to go from city to city and to show all of the science and the proof of this. But that's not what we do today. You see, consciousness is starting to really shift. There are those who would ask a lot of questions, especially about the human body. We're in a session now, which we will call a healing time. Not all of the channels will be about healing. This one truly is, for it asks a bigger question than anyone truly has asked. And that is this: is there something in the human body that is so different from consciousness that actually runs the show when it comes to your chemistry? And it's not your brain, and it's not your heart, and it's not your pineal. And the answer is yes. And it is well known by many. It even has a name, and the name is called innate. Innate is that which many have called the smart body. Smart because it knows a lot more than you do. A lot more. For instance, if you have an invasion, a virus, a bacteria, anything, innate knows it immediately. White blood cells are racing to the place where perhaps it occurred. You have no idea, and won't until the symptoms of that occur, maybe days later. Innate knows all of these things instantly. Dear ones, innate will know when the first cancer cell enters your body. And you'll find out perhaps weeks later, maybe even months later, when something just isn't right. And then the tests will begin. Therefore, innate is some very, very special thing. Every single human has it. Those who use it as a tool use it through a process they have called kinesiology. Some will call that muscle testing. That is one way to ask innate questions. Another process called body talk. It's the same kind of process, perhaps a little more refined, where it takes a trained medical person then to ask the questions of the body in a certain order to pinpoint the things that you want to know, that you need to know. Do you know your blood type? You say, well, yes, I had a test the other day. No, I didn't ask you that. Would you have known your blood type without the test? Of course not. Innate does. You see where I'm going with this? One of the most elegant processes that talks to innate in a curative fashion, instead of one that asks questions, is homeopathy. We have spoken of this before, too. Here is a system of sending signals to your smart body of what you wish to cure. And through tinctures carefully prepared, there are tiny, tiny chemical amounts, much too small to cause any kind of a reaction, put into the body under the tongue, and it becomes curative. It's like innate starts to see, oh, that's what she wants. Oh, that's what he wants. And the curing begins. There is so much proof of this, dear ones, for hundreds of years. This is not something that has come since the shift. It's not something that you get from the New Age. It is not something that you get from channeling. This has been around a long time, and the reason I am speaking of it now is because this is what's going to change. I want you to show how to show you just how archaic right now this whole process is. It's almost like you're standing in a dark room, and there's a wall, and you know on the other side of the wall is all of the secrets of your chemistry. What's going on? What's going on right now with your body? That's what you know is on the other side of that wall. And you see, you might say that that wall is what separates you from innate. And at this point in human civilization, you're still poking the wall. You poke it to see if it pokes back. You ask the wall questions in a certain way. You give it tinctures and chemicals. It's all metaphoric. But do you see what I'm saying? Never does an innate step forward and say, hello, it's nice to know you. What is it we're going to do today? What if you could do that? You have an amazing body intelligence. That's what it is. It's intelligent. That knows what's going on. That intelligence is responsible for all processes in the body. That particular innate not just knows what's going on, but you might say it's the control panel of what's going on. Of course, it works with the brain and consciousness, the heart, the pineal, but it doesn't represent itself as being one of those things. But it receives instructions from all of them. Here's what I want to tell you. That wall will soon become a piece of paper. And in that, you'll be able to not only see what it is that you cannot see now, but you're going to start realizing you can communicate. You can communicate one-on-one. What if you could talk to your innate right now? And that speaking that you would have would be you with yourself. Have you ever thought about speaking to your own innate in a friendly way? In an authoritative way? After all, you are the boss of your body. Years and years ago, I started saying, it's time to talk to your cells. Talk to the cellular structure of your body. These are my, I would say, long-term instructions, even before these times occurred, this shift occurred. And now that is so much greater and grander than simply talking to your cells or even having a meeting. If you're in charge of your body, and if innate is there in every single human, and it is, what do you think innate would like? Put yourself in the place of being on the other side of the wall. What do you think innate would want? Here's the control panel for the human being, you, who is blocked from really seeing or talking to you. Every once in a while, it'll answer questions. Every once in a while, it'll see an instruction set come along, but it doesn't know you. What do you think it wants? If you could put a personality on innate, what would it want? I'll tell you what it wants. It wants you. More than anything else, your body would love to be able to have a conversation with you one-on-one. And what would you say to innate if the wall came down? And that, dear ones, is about healing. And that, dear ones, is what happens in the circle of 12, because, you see, innate is multidimensional. And you might say, well, how do you know that, Cryan? And I'll tell you, because DNA is multidimensional. That has been proven. Part of your cellular structure is multidimensional, not all of it. But innate is part of all of those dimensionalities. And it's the reason you're not able to stand up and simply talk to it, because you remain in 3D. But that is starting to change. What would you say to innate? Years ago, I told my partner what to say to innate. And I said, innate is responsible for the quickness of your rejuvenation. Innate is also responsible for how often you rejuvenate, how often the cells divide. You might think that is a process that simply happens in the body. Innate controls it. There has to be a time clock. And if you do nothing and you say nothing, that time clock will simply happen by itself on its own. But if the boss wants to speak, and that's you, how about you say this? Count every other day. Let's have aging slow down. Let's not age with the clock that was given to you, body. Let's control it. Let's talk to innate who controls all things. And that is aging. And that's just one of so many things that you could say to your innate. And does it work? Oh, yes, it works. I told you before that the body is designed to live a lot longer. Twice right now, maybe even three times what your lifespan is. And the only reason it doesn't is because it defaults to the clock that you were born with, not the one you're telling it. The circle of 12 puts you in a multidimensional place where you can begin to speak to your innate. And that is what some of you are feeling, a meld that goes right into your cells. These are the messages that I want to give more and more. What is happening now that is so different from back then, but that we talked about back then when we spoke of the new human in a new normal? And that is what is happening today. And so it is.